In this bulletin, the Greens to outline their priorities in the case of a hung parliament after the federal election. Finland and Sweden choose to join NATO. And in football, another twist in the English Premier League title race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. With 5 days to go until the federal election, the Greens are outlining their priorities if they hold the balance of power after the poll. The party is to officially launch their campaign in Brisbane today. In his speech, leader Adam Bent will announce that urgent action on climate change, dealing with the cost of living crisis, and progressing the Uluru Statement from the Heart for Indigenous People will be their main priorities if they have to negotiate with either the coalition or the Labour Party to form a government in a hung parliament. The Greens currently hold one seat in the House of Representatives and 9 seats in the Senate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison plans to begin the day campaigning in Brisbane, while opposition leader Anthony Albanese is in Perth. Queensland police have launched an investigation into the fatal shooting of a man during a siege in Ipswich, southwest of Brisbane. Acting Assistant Commissioner Dave Kiskelly says the investigation is being reviewed by the Ethical Standards Command and the Crime and Corruption Commission. He says the inquiry will look into how a woman who was outside the residence with the man when police arrived may have known him. Assistant Commissioner Kiskelly says it was after this woman was rendered safe by police that negotiations with the man broke down.
Police engaged a 27-year-old male in negotiations, which lasted almost an hour before they broke down, and a firearm, the male person produced a firearm, what would allege to be a firearm, and as a result, police discharged their police firearms, striking the male, and despite efforts to resuscitate the male person and render first aid by both attending police and attending Queensland Ambulance Service officers, the man died at the scene.
Both Finland and Sweden have decided to apply for membership of NATO. Both countries have decided to join the alliance due to security concerns following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares a border of around 1,300 kilometers with Russia, although Russia insists it is no threat to Finland, and Russian President Vladimir Putin told his Finnish counterpart Sauli Niinistö in a phone call on the weekend that Finland's decision to join is a mistake. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says NATO is already working with both Sweden and Finland.
This is partly about increasing NATO military presence in the region, on land, at sea, and in the air. We already work closely with Finland and Sweden, for instance, on hybrid threats and cyber threats. We have a center of excellence on hybrid threats in Helsinki. So we have already developed very close ways of working together with them to address some of the threats and challenges.
Finland and Sweden must be approved by all 30 current NATO members in their domestic parliaments before they officially become NATO members. United States authorities have identified the existence of white supremacist ideology on social media platforms as a major issue following the fatal shooting of 10 people at a New York supermarket in a mostly black neighborhood. The shooter, identified as an 18-year-old white male from New York, live-streamed the massacre on social media. He also released a manifesto outlining a number of racist beliefs relating to black Americans and praised the man responsible for the shooting of Muslim worshippers in Christchurch in 2019. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says social media platforms need to take a moral and potentially legal responsibility for hateful content.
We'll be aggressive in our pursuit of anyone who subscribes to the ideals professed by other white supremacists, and how there's a feeding frenzy on social media platforms where hate festers more hate. That has to stop. These outlets must be more vigilant in monitoring social media content.
In football, the race to be champions of the English Premier League is still very much open after Manchester City was dramatically limited to a 2-2 draw by West Ham. A penalty in the 86th minute gave City the chance to win the game, but West Ham goalkeeper Lukasz Fabianski saved the shot by Riyad Mahrez. Manchester City now leads by 4 points, but they only have one game left, while Liverpool has two, meaning that if Liverpool beats Southampton tomorrow, Manchester City will have to win on the final day of the season next week to ensure they take the trophy. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, shower or two, 17. Melbourne, possible shower, 17. Hobart, showers and wind easing, 13. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, a sunny 23. Sydney, also sunny, 24. Newcastle, a sunny 25. Brisbane, a possible shower, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin, a sunny 33 degrees. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.